Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and experts are saying that we should expect another massive wave of death from the injections very shortly. And we've been reporting on this since January 22nd, 2020, before the pandemic insanity hit the news, because we knew from the beginning that this was all a part of a eugenics experiment to also enslave people to vaccine passports, eventually social credit, et cetera. And now we are just getting more and more evidence that we unfortunately were correct all along regarding the vaccines, regarding the fake COVID hoax, et cetera. Natural News says, fully vaccinated, about to see tsunami of illness and death, warns virologist. And it's interesting to see that year over year, we're actually seeing deaths increase, even though less people are getting the injections, but they're basically entirely in the injected because, of course, we are witnessing a pharmaceutical holocaust, essentially, that is spread out over multiple years, destroying people's immune system, destroying people's overall health, heart, brain, cancer, et cetera, in order to make people dependent on this new system. So we're going to go into what this virologist is saying, as well as a few other things, as CDC releases hidden COVID-19 vaccine injury reports. Of course, they've been covering this up for a while. We've been reporting on this for a long time regarding the cover-up of, back-end VAERS reports, that there's two VAERS, there's more than one, and one of them is completely covered up from the public. So we're going to go into this and much more today, my friends. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetrile online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetrile, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. This is extremely important. You could use code Josh, Josh, and save some money. This is, again, one of those ways that you can avoid the very real factors that come into play when you see a wide-scale eugenics operation take place. So I urge people to check that link in the description. I don't think you'll regret it, because there's more than just the injections that they're trying to kill us with right now. I also urge people to check out madtrabnutrition.com for 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. They do amazing work. And you can also get Manuka honey. You can get mushroom tinctures. This is really good stuff and well-sourced. And if you use code Josh, Josh, you save money on this as well. So I urge people to go to those links in the description and get on this today. Anyway, let's get into this. So, fully vaccinated, about to see tsunami of illness and death, warns virologist. And as the article goes into, it says world-renowned Belgian virologist Dr. Geert van den Bossche has another warning for the public: the mass collapse of immunity among the fully vaccinated is upon us. In a recent appearance on the Künstler Kast podcast, Bossche predicted a soon-coming massive tsunami of illness and death among those who got vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19, whose immune systems are now unspeakably compromised. Before I continue, I want to point out that COVID-19 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. So let's be clear, they're not getting COVID. They have a destroyed immune system. Their health is shot because they injected themselves with something that destroys your immune system and is supposed to ensure that your health is shot. I mean, it is not rocket science here. PCR tests cannot test for illnesses, as I've said before. And even based on the official stats, the official numbers, they said 99.997% of people would survive from so-called SARS-CoV-2, which, by the way, the first time SARS-CoV-2 is ever mentioned by the government was in a DARPA document to Anthony Fauci in 2018, where in that document they called SARS-CoV-2 a vaccine-induced illness. So, gee, I wonder what's going on here. I think we all have a pretty good picture, a pretty good idea of what is happening. But anyway, I'm going to continue here. It says, the result of the coming wave of mass illness and death is sure to completely overwhelm the healthcare sector, not to mention the economy-wide impact in terms of eventual total economic failure and social chaos. It will start to be noticeable, Bosch explained, with a spike in cases of what the system will dub as long COVID. Well, we've already exposed that, my friends, over at World Alternative Media, but nonetheless, it says once those cases really start stacking up, then comes the massive wave of illness and death, which Bosch says is inevitable. And I quote, "You will see what will happen. For example, in the next coming weeks is more and more cases and more serious long COVID," Bosch said. They will start to replace the surge of the cancers. Now we have more chronic phases, or more of a have a more chronic phase, I should say. And I quote, it will end with a hyperacute phase, a huge, huge wave. I've been studying this now for 4 years. I know what I'm talking about. We will have to build a completely new world, Bosch says. Well, that's part of the Great Reset. That is the one of the purposes, the lead purposes behind this and the fake World War III situation and the, you know, fake climate crisis, all these things. Continues here, says, claiming himself to be one of, if not the only person who understands the immunology behind all of this. Bosch says the coming crisis is imminent, meaning it will happen at any moment and likely take most of the world by surprise. The health collapse and crisis it brings will result in a total failure of the system, after which, Bosch says, we will have to build a completely new world. And I quote, it is very, very clear that when this starts, our hospitals will collapse, Bosch warned. And that means the chaos in all kinds of layers of society, financial, economic, social, you name it, will be complete. In other words, it would seem as though COVID is what really got the dominoes of the current world order falling. And by the time it gets to the end, all that will remain is ash and dust from which a phoenix will then rise to recreate a new world order. I like to use the term phoenix rising from the ashes in a different way. The new world order, which is the old world order at this point, the one from the 90s, the one that was all based around the military industrial complex and the surveillance state, is going to be replaced by a new technocratic version, which is still going to be a surveillance state, but less war following this new great war, the new world, the World War III situation we're seeing right now, which is all based in false flags and long-term agendas. And it will be replaced by a new world order that's more Chinese style. It'll be less violent conflict and more people enslaving themselves because the system was built that way. Everything's digital, social credit, 15-minute cities, etc. So when I say Phoenix rises from the ashes, I don't like to use Phoenix from the ashes to mean another bad new world order. They're purposely collapsing one new world order to create a new world order. That is true, but they are overlapping. So you have one here, and once one is pulled away, the next one is already there, ready to go. There isn't as much of a collapse as an excuse, a problem, reaction, solution to bring us into the new one. So I would separate that slightly. I would say, you know, when I say a phoenix rising from the ashes, I'm talking more about, you know, they're building a Tower of Babel. That is a technocratic new world order. They're destroying humanity, and they have to build, I mean, they're only halfway built up in the Tower of Babel so far. So it's, you know, they have to build the whole thing before it can fall. So it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it will get better. But the point is, they're still building it. What we do then is we build a road around it. We prepare, we do our own things to ensure that we stay free. And then when that Tower of Babel eventually comes crashing over, then yes, we will be a phoenix rising from the ashes. We will create a bright, beautiful new civilization in the aftermath. And I think that is an important distinction, because I just feel like the phoenix is usually the good thing, another more even bad world order. But nonetheless, I'm going to continue on here. It says, and I quote, it's very strange to me that to make such statements, but I'm not hiding it because I'm 200% convinced that it will happen, Bosch stated ominously. And I quote, you commit errors or even crimes at the very small scale, you can hide them. I've seen this happen with the Ebola vaccination with Africa a number of years ago. However, if you do this at a very large scale, like what has happened with the mass COVID vaccination campaign, the truth will surface. Those responsible for unleashing Operation Warp Speed and the COVID pandemic at large will continue lying to the people about what is going on, even as it is going on. They will pretend as though they only tried to help when the reality is that they unleashed a mass genocide event that is taking several years to fully manifest. Now, by the way, when he says and unleashed a COVID pandemic, there was no COVID pandemic. Deaths went down, flu deaths disappeared, and were replaced with fake COVID deaths. It's all nonsense. But it says, and I quote, if these people would now go out and say, yeah, wait a minute, we have been making some mistakes, it wasn't all right, we have to correct them, we have to revise our opinion, these people will be stoned in the streets, Bosch added. And I quote, they can only hope that something will happen that will distract from this issue, but it won't. Well, I beg to differ. Dr. Bosch, I would say that most likely what we're going to see is a World War III situation to indeed distract from it, though all the people on the battlefield will be suddenly dying from heart attacks. So that will be brought to question. But it's easy to cover up things like this when you get people on a mass scale distracted by another crisis. They never let a crisis go to waste, and they create all the crises so that they can get a reaction, and then they can come in as a solution to that very problem that they started in the first place, which causes another problem. It's problem, reaction, solution, repeat. It's a Hegelian dialectic, and we all know this all too well, unfortunately. And that's what, you know, the COVID hoax, the vaccines, all part of the same puzzle, my friends, all part of the same puzzle. It is not different from the trans stuff, the morally corrupt society, degeneracy, the destruction of God in the eyes of man, the of course, climate hoax, the World War III situation. You know, all these things actually come together into the same issue. The economy, my goodness, a housing market, the grid, the supply chain. Blacklisted News says CDC releases hidden COVID-19 vaccine injury reports. The agency was forced by a federal judge to disclose the reports. We've talked about this a long time ago, but this is a more recent update to it. It says Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has released previously hidden reports of facial paralysis and other adverse events following COVID-19 vaccination. The 780,000 reports were received shortly after the COVID-19 vaccines were rolled out and show that people experienced a wide range of post-vaccination problems, including heart inflammation, miscarriages, and seizures. And I quote, loss of consciousness and seizure immediately following injection, went to ER by ambulance, one person added. Another say, diagnosed with Bell's palsy today due to left side of face numbness and paralysis. People lodged the reports with VSafe, a text message system created by the CDC to monitor for possible side effects of COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC for years declined to make the VSafe data public, instead publishing studies that described the reports as providing reassurance about the safety of the vaccines. However, according to data released in 2022, as a result of a different lawsuit, nearly 8% of the 10 million users required medical attention or hospital care after vaccination, and many others reported missing school, work, or other normal activities. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, appointed by former President Donald Trump, ordered the agency in January to disclose free text entries from a different section of the survey in which individuals could describe their experiences. The judge dismissed the government's arguments that processing the responses and redacting sensitive information would require too much work. So this is interesting, and it's basically showing all the stuff we already know. People getting sick, people having heart attacks, people having strokes, people having cancer, people having Bell's palsy, people having autoimmune disorders, all these kinds of things that often come from injections, but of course came at an even greater scale with the so-called COVID-19 vaccine. Now we're seeing a huge explosion of so-called bird flu, which is fake, and you could watch my video reports on how they're faking bird flu, but nonetheless, this is another report. It all kind of correlates, because 100%fedup.com says New York City posts record case numbers for bacterial disease. Now, what is it exactly? The bacterial diseases that they're talking about are people getting lung infections, people getting what they call pneumonia, and et cetera, which comes from autoimmunity issues, which comes from injections and pharmaceuticals and poisoning yourself with different other chemicals. So this is nothing new by any means. It is yet another example of how people getting mass injected will lead to more disorders. And they say, well, it's a influenza, it's a pandemic, it's an epidemic, whatever. It's the inflammation of your body in a bad terrain environment that is deteriorating, falling apart because people injected themselves with poison. And then other people are drinking Coca-Cola and especially Diet Coke and aspartame and eating Cheetos and stuff like that, which of course is insane. And then taking a pill for every headache they have instead of, you know, drinking some water, taking some natural remedies, resting, stuff like that. Taking a cold shower with cold water on the back of the neck helps almost every time. Again, my friends, they want to replace basic tools with things that will kill us so that we can continue complaining about our health issues. And I'm no stranger to that. I have a lot of health issues, but you know, I've also done a lot of stupid things in my life. And I've also, I got injected in 2006 at the age of 12, with a flu shot. I thought I had to take it. And then I ended up with asthma and autoimmune disorders that have followed me my whole life. Now, Steve Kirsch put this out. Expert validates survey analysis. Vaccines are the main cause of chronic disease. So I put this next to the article on the bacterial diseases in New York, the record numbers, because what we're seeing really is just a massive influx of people getting sick after injecting themselves with something that makes them sick. It's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, but it of course is being noticed more and more, and it's being noted by very big name experts out there, and virologists, microbiologists, biologists, you know, immunologists, etc. So again, it's one of the number one causes. Well, it is the number one cause of chronic disease, injections in general. All vaccines are bad. And I urge people to check out learntherisk.org to find out a lot more about that. I'm just going to leave that there. They're not sponsors of me, but Brandi Vaughn, who was murdered for speaking out against injections back in December of 2020, right as it came out, would have wanted people to continue to put that message out. And her friend Tina Marie is continuing to do that and raising money to put up billboards and wrap people's cars, etc., with information on injections so the public knows and parents know, most importantly. But anyway, that was a random ad, but I'm not getting paid for it. It's just something I think is important because it'll help you and your family understand this better if you are on the fence. But anyway, the expose says WHO officially admits vaccine passports have been a scam. Now, this is not surprising at all, but it's just they're starting to leak out the things that we already knew were the truth. Testifying in a lawsuit, WHO's leading vaccine expert said she advised against COVID vaccine passports as the vaccine did not stop transmission and gave a false sense of security. The World Health Organization's Dr. Hannah Neuneck testified in court that she advised her government that vaccine passports were not needed, but was ignored, despite explaining that the COVID vaccines do not stop virus transmission and the passports give a false sense of security. Okay, well, we all knew this was the case, but never mind the transmission thing, because that isn't even a real thing. It is that, you know, people knew, many of us in independent media tried to tell people for a long time that this was the case, that it was going to make you sicker. And now we see mass death across the board. We've seen millions and millions, tens of millions of people die overall, if we actually count all the stuff that they've hidden out. Remember, during the so-called COVID scare, they claimed, well, people who just got COVID and weren't vaccinated had a higher rate of heart attacks. Okay, first of all, the people that had heart attacks back in 2020 were labeled COVID deaths. So they compared it to so-called COVID deaths and claimed they were the same thing and they were interchangeable. The heart attacks and the COVID deaths were motorcycle crashes or cancer, whatever it might be. People who had cancer for years and then got sick with a cold and then died from cancer, which is a common thing, especially if you are on chemotherapy. Now, you know, moving on with the vaccines, they manipulated the numbers with that in the opposite direction, where if you got a heart attack after the injection, no, it wasn't the injection. And in fact, in the 14 days after, it was not counted to be a vaccinated person who is having the heart attack. So they added that to the other pile of numbers on the other side while while cutting down the numbers over here. So it was totally dirty how they did it. We all know that, but you know, I'm sick of hearing all this all the time. Well, what about all these issues, myocarditis, all that, pericarditis among the people who are uninjected? Well, they manipulated the numbers to claim everyone who had a heart attack was COVID, and then they manipulated the numbers down for everyone who had a heart attack who was injected. This is how they manipulate information and ensure that the public is constantly in a state of bondage as they continuously take 10 shots. And you know what? At this point, I really don't feel bad for people that are on their 9th or 10th shot. I mean, my goodness, I said it as satire, 5 or 6 shots back in 2020. How many shots are you going to get? 5 or 6? And I said, maybe 10, maybe 20. Well, we're halfway to 20. People are actually getting 9th and 10th shots now in 2024. I mean, I can't help those people. They are really fucking stupid. They are really fucking stupid, excuse my language, but I mean, there's a genocide going on, so please give me a break with the swearing. I mean, it's so stupid. And the only thing I care about right now is the kids that have been affected by this. It's stupid, idiot parents who are going around injecting their children to this day. And children are dropping dead at a rate we've never seen since the so-called bubonic plague, which in itself was a biowarfare attack, which many have reported on in the past. And, you know, they say, well, kids were dying of these issues before at 1% of the rate, 2% of the rate. And also, how many injections did those kids have when they were a baby and when they were 5 and 6 and when they're 10? It's infuriating. It's just a repeat, but every time more extreme. And they are now telling more kids to get injected, While it's been banned for from kids in places, I think like Denmark and a few other countries, it's been continuously pushed in the United States, with both the former and current president still promoting these injections, still promoting them. And I think it's about time that people look outside the box. Hey, solution isn't politics. Solution isn't another medication to stop another medication side effects. The solution isn't protesting, though protesting helps get word out. The solution isn't handing out flyers, though that helps get information out. The solution isn't violence, because that just prolongs the issue and allows them more reason to get order out of chaos and pile on top. So they want that kind of stuff. The solution is to withdraw from the system and reject the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which, by the way, Israel claims that they are the gods of. Essentially, they said that they are the vaccine manufacturer of the world. And now, just in time for a World War III scenario between them, Iran, Russia, Ukraine, China, Taiwan, the United States, UK, Europe, et cetera, with false flags all abound to distract us. As Bosch was saying earlier, well, I don't think people can be distracted from this. Oh, yes, they can. Did you see how stupid people were in 2020? All the people walking around in masks outside? Now, a lot of people have learned, and many might be even watching right now, that walked around outside in masks and sprayed off their groceries. I know people that are hardcore terrain theorists now that in 2020 were spraying off their groceries, but it's absurd. People at least learn from that to some extent, and we saw a mass awakening. What are we going to do going into another, like a world war, where if you don't support your country, you're a terrorist? That's what they'll call you. I mean, that is, of course, that's going to be a distraction from the COVID deaths, not the COVID deaths, the vaccine deaths. Of course, that's going to be a distraction from, getting any actual justice out of this absolutely insane genocide we've witnessed on humanity across the board, because it's all part of the same puzzle. As I said, it's all little pawns on the chessboard, and we're the pawns to be sacrificed for the king and the queen. We are the NPCs that they're throwing out the window, and they are the victors that get into that spaceship at the end and ride to a new planet to survive. Not that that's actually going to happen, but you know what I mean. It metaphorically, it is so obvious. And the longer we keep voting for some scumbag to change things, the longer that we keep expecting some human being to come and save us, the longer we will be tied down, and the worse things will get. And they'll take away 10 freedoms, give us six back over and over and over again, and we'll be normalized until the day we die and leave this realm. So they want a great reset. This is one of the ways they did it. The vaccine passes were meant to bring in social credit and all this kind of stuff. The climate agenda utilizes the same thing. The zero COVID policies in China are now 15-minute cities in all over Europe, Canada, UK, et cetera, and the United States. New York City and LA are putting them together. And of course, that was all part of the agenda too, because a great reset, as Klaus Schwab says, China is the role model for the great reset. So there we have it. We have the answer right there. That is literally what the plan is. That is a plot. That is a plot to overthrow humanity. Are we listening yet, or are we going to continue sitting on our hands, because we can't do anything about it by just being mad about it? The only way we can build that new civilization from the ashes, the Phoenix rising from the ashes, as I mentioned earlier on in the video, later on, is to actually prepare now, so you're on the outside looking in, not the inside looking out, unable to escape. Like Logan's Run, looking out through the glass, there's nature everywhere, beauty, and then everyone's protected, quote unquote, inside the big bubble. By the government, while watched and monitored at all times, and essentially sacrificed by the end on the altar around the age of 30, I believe it was. So, by the way, if you haven't read the book Logan's Run or seen the movie, I highly recommend you do, because it really tells the story of what's happening now. And then combine that with Soylent Green, and my goodness, we are there. We are there now. It's not all bad, though. There are solutions. The solution is to be more independent, be more conscious, be more human, be more, humanity and independence are one in one. Survival and responsibility are one in one. We're endowed by God with responsibilities, and we should take that seriously. So, faith without work is dead. I urge people to go and check out things like heavensharvest.com. Again, stock up on food. It's insane not to do that. There's still people out there that actually don't have this in their arsenal. This is HeavensHarvest.com, long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started, Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order, and you get free shipping in the United States. So again, this is really important. You don't have to pay now. You can pay after. There's a function on here called Afterpay where you could pay over time, so you don't have to spend the money all at once. But I urge people to get the bigger boxes so that you can actually, every bit of this that you have means longer before you're enslaved, licking the boot in a Bill Gates ration line, eating bugs based on your social credit score and your bank account. Which will be, of course, digital. This is a solution, my friend. So code WAM, W-A-M. As far as the fact that they're trying to give everyone cancer, I urge people to go and check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetrile online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetrile, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. This is very important and could keep you very safe going forward. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save some money on your order. Very, very important stuff, my friends. Of course, we have our amazing affiliate over at Wild Pastures, where you can get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. All non-GMO, no modified RNA, no mRNA. Of course, no chemicals of any kind. Delivered from 48 U.S.-based farms, regenerative family farms, to your door, temperature-controlled, customizable as you see fit. So this is a really good deal as well, and I really appreciate them. It saves the farmers, it saves you, it saves you, yourself from inflation, saves you from all the poison they're putting in the food. So go and check that out in the description as well. I urge people to check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. Make sure to use our link so you get a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investor package. You can buy physical gold and silver and platinum and palladium through him. And of course, you could put it in your house, in your safe, in your hands, or in one of their safes. You go and sign up, use the comment section when you sign up and say you found them on WAM or World Alternative Media, and that definitely helps. Of course, we have Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, power banks, etc. to ensure that you aren't dependent on the government grid. So use our link, you save money, and you get free shipping. Very important stuff. No one ever buys it through our link, but it doesn't matter. I'll still keep promoting it because it is, like I said, very important. And we, of course, have madtravnutrition.com, where you could get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jimmy Ike over at Iconic. Of course, there is Manuka honey and there are mushroom tinctures. Very good stuff. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on that as well. And made, I think it's packaged or something. I think it's packaged in the UK. So if we have a lot of UK viewers, I think that is the best bang for the buck for you as well. And, you know, we have so many ways that you guys can help support yourself. We really appreciate anything you guys can do for us over here at World Alternative Media. We could not do it without you. We went bankrupt. I gave up my house this year. We're on the road living basically week by week in different places, trying to figure out what to do next as we await a big project. And I'm going to announce that soon. We did a post on Twitter at World Alt Media about it that you guys can check out if you haven't already to explain it. But we really appreciate any help we can get. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you can donate in if you please. And we truly appreciate it because we literally would not be around here continuing to fight back against mainstream and mainstream alternative media every single day, which is, you know, it's our mission. We have a Teespring store with merchandise as well. And you can find us on, of course, things like Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify. So make sure to check those links below, my friends. We really appreciate any help you can give us. It's very important that we continue to fight back, hit the like button, share all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, the most important part for us to tell you here on a daily basis is that you must live freely and live by example. That is how we survive this reset. And we will, but first it's going to be a little bit of a tricky battle and an uphill battle, and it's going to be inconvenient, but tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. So therefore sometimes we have to do the less traveled, more bumpy, more slow, more inconvenient road, but it's the way it has to be. And that's how we got to this point in human history. We built ourselves up. We got strong. We built and we grew. And now we grew too much. And now we have to start over again, unfortunately. Or we join the crowd and get sacrificed on the altar. And I'm not going to do that. Never going to happen. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative media. Find the truth. Be the change.